With the Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Westbred Technical Product Manager Justin Berg. Justin, let's talk about variety selection for this spring.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, a lot has changed in the world of wheat varieties. You know, at Westbred, we have WB9590. That a lot of people are familiar with, where they know that it's going to be high yielding, it's going to stand well, harvest well, and it does have a little bit of protein with it. But mostly, you know, you're looking at the yield play with that type of variety, whereas a variety like WB9479, where you're looking at more of that protein. So if you're searching for more of that high protein play, that'd be a good variety.
Talk to me about the importance of seeding rates.
Yeah, you know, that's a big thing. I'd say it's probably the number one question I get from here until we get through seeding. And it's important as we look at wheat varieties and how they perform across different seeding rates and why is that important. And, you know, different varieties have different tailoring capabilities. And so if we can do our best to really express that with the seeding rate difference or influence, you know, we can fully maximize the yield potential on these varieties. Typically, you know, across most of our area, I recommend that 1.4 million pure live seeds per acre to 1.5, right in that range. But there are different situations where maybe a little bit lower seeding rate would apply, or maybe a little higher seeding rate.
Find out more at westbred.com. Westbred Wheat.